The text for our devotion this morning is taken from John chapter 14, verses 4 through 6. It's from a longer section in the book of John chapter 14 in which Jesus is speaking to his disciples and providing them comfort. Here Jesus says to them, "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Well, here we are, wrapping up the first week of a new school year. I think you'd agree with me that any time we have opportunity for a reset or a new beginning, that gives us an opportunity for a fresh start on life. I'm guessing you've had a good experience this first week. Perhaps a new living situation, maybe even new roommates. Maybe, well, probably new clothing. Certainly new classes and new professors. To coin a Bethany phrase, isn't this just the best week ever? It is, until it isn't. Students, faculty, and staff, we've all been around life long enough and lived through enough New Year's resolutions to realize that things don't always stay perfect. Things certainly get difficult. It might take a couple days or even a few weeks, but at some point, we're all going to stumble. What's at work is always our true selves, or what we as Christians refer to as our old Adams or our sinful natures. They're always on full display, aren't they? What I'm referring to is our human condition that we were born with, the simple fact that we are always, by our very essence, sinful. And there's nothing we can do about that. It's the way we were born because it was handed down to us and can be traced all the way back to the first humans, the first sinners, Adam and Eve. And so it plays out in our lives in constant sinful thoughts, words, and actions. That means that you're going to have some challenges and difficulties, some anxious moments with roommates, with faculty members, with classmates, with coaches, with directors. Eventually, life is going to get hard. Personal belongings and even our own bodies are going to break down. Resources will become tight. And eventually, if it hasn't already happened, life is going to get really challenging. And worse than that, that sinful nature that's at work in us at all times is not only causing havoc today, this week, this year, but it's the reason that by our very nature, what awaits all of us when this life is over is an eternity in hell. In our text, Jesus told his disciples and us that it's going to be okay. In the verses leading up in our text, Jesus had already told them, "Don't let your hearts be troubled." But instead, he tells them to believe in him and that he's preparing a place for us. Then he tells them the words in our text, "You know where I am going, and you know the way." So let's make sure that we're all understanding the way or the place to which Jesus is referring. Because at least in our text, Thomas seemed a bit confused. What Jesus is talking about is the way to our eternal home in heaven, where we will live forever as God's children, where he is our heavenly Father, who purchased us. And he did that by sending his very own son Jesus to be our Savior, to live the perfect life that we couldn't, and then to suffer and to die in our place so that we, by believing in him, could have that perfection in heaven. In the verses just prior to our text, Jesus is told his disciples that his Father, our Heavenly Father, has a place waiting for us in heaven. Because of what Jesus has done for us, he boldly and confidently says in the words of our text and to all of us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. The way to heaven to which Jesus is referring is having faith in him as our Savior. It's the only way. It's interesting to note that Jesus' reference to himself as the way caught on, because later on in the early Christian church, we read in Acts chapter 9 that followers of Jesus were referred to as belonging to the way. You and I, by faith, also belong to the way. I shared with you that the theme for our devotion this morning is to help us understand the secret to a good school year. So when preparing for this message, I thought it might be kind of interesting to see what I could find in a Google search on secrets to a good school year. Boy, was I mistaken. Oh, there was advice, but it was rather shallow. Here's some of the advice I read. Oh, live each day one at a time. Eat and sleep well. Keep good company. Serve others. Smell the roses. Oh, and don't forget to smile and choose wisely. Those trivial things work until they don't. Students, faculty, and staff, our text provides us guidance to the secret to a good school year and the secret to life. And it's no secret at all. It's clear. It's simple. There can be no confusion because it says so in the Bible, the Word of God, and God is a God of truth. Jesus says, I am the way to overcoming your biggest obstacle, eternal death. Jesus says, I am the truth. You can trust my words. My words are the very word of God. God is true. Jesus says, I am life. By faith in me, you will live forever. The way never fails. Follow him. Isn't it true, though, that at times when reflecting on our own failures, our own missteps, guilt, and feeling about the consequences of our sins, sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we can start to question life and God's promises. We're not alone. What Thomas said in our text may seem surprising. As one of Jesus' 12 disciples, we can estimate that he and the others would have spent about 1,000 days over 3 years living with Jesus. Certainly, he would have heard Jesus refer to himself as things like the good shepherd, the bread of life, and the vine. Furthermore, they would have seen his miracles to testify to the truth that he is the true God. But isn't it true that sometimes we also, followers of Jesus, can lose perspective or don't understand? We need to continue to grow in faith in Jesus the way throughout our lives. That's why I'm so glad that we're all here at Bethany. That's why I'm thankful for the many opportunities that we have to explore and to continue to study God's word on a daily basis, like chapel, like your religious studies courses, like all of our other courses in the curriculum that are taught from a Christian perspective, and like the encouragement that we receive from our Christian colleagues and friends. At Bethany, we have the opportunity to continue to grow in that word each and every day. Take advantage of them. The secret to a great school year and a great life is to keep your focus on Jesus. Put all your hope and confidence in him. Your future is secure. The victory is yours. We will live forever by faith in him in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, dear Father in heaven, how blessed we are. In your word, you show us the clear and only way to you, that through your Son, Jesus, we have forgiveness of sins and the sure hope for eternal life through faith in his saving work. Thank you for creating that saving faith in our hearts through the work of your Holy Spirit. Help us to use the opportunities you've given us to grow daily in our knowledge and faith in Jesus. We ask that you use each of us, sinful as we are, as your instruments to proclaim that good news message of your Son, our Savior, to others, and to live in the joy of that message each day. Continue to hold us up in our weaknesses and help us remain true to you and your word. For Jesus' sake, bless each of us, the mission of our churches and Christian schools, of Bethany Lutheran College and Seminary, and those who serve them. Amen.